A strange feeling overtakes my body. It's chilly in the cavern, but an intense heat rushes over my skin. It burns like fire. Without thinking, I begin stripping, tossing my clothes aside save for my necklace and leaping into the still water of the pool. Tristan is quick to do so as well. He must be feeling the same sensation. The two of us tread water in the miniature pond, allowing the icy liquid to calm our smoldering naked skin. The sensation is divine. I could spend all day here, allowing the water to caress my body. As we float, I notice the blood glass necklace is still glowing intensely. There is clearly an enchanted force in this chamber. However, there is little time to dwell on this, as a new sensation grips my mind. A voice quietly calls out, as though whispered into my ear.
Kiss.
Tristan and I look around. We both heard it, but there is no source of the sound. It's like the word was beamed directly into our minds, telepathy. The atmosphere in the chamber has become eerie. I know I should get out of the pool and leave at once, but the water feels so nice. And the voice sounded so deep and calming. I feel my cock begin to inflate as my heartbeat quickens. There is an erotic power here, a deeply sexual force that grows by the second. Perhaps this is what my necklace is reacting to? Tristan moves in close, the sultry energy in the air obviously influencing him as well. He wraps his muscular arms around my slender body, pulling me in tight as we kick our legs to stay afloat. Our faces are inches from each other, his steamy breath flowing down onto my skin as I look up into his amber-brown eyes. His lips lower to meet my own, locking us into a strange, exhilarating embrace. My hard dick presses against his, sending a euphoric thrill up my spine. Our kiss deepens. Our passion accelerates. We kick rapidly, struggling to stay afloat as sexual pleasure floods our minds. This isn't natural, but I don't care. His tongue enters my mouth, scooping out my saliva and drinking it down. I suckle against his lips as our bodies begin to submerge. I hardly even register as the water covers our heads. All I can think about is how beautiful he is, how sexy he tastes. Down we sink into the abyssal depths, light fading from view, the darkness of the lake smothering us. But why am I not panicking? In fact, I can breathe. We separate for a moment and gasp for air. The water fills my lungs, but I feel satisfied. Tristan looks equally shocked in the dim light. My mind is hazy and struggling to make sense of whatever enchantment is affecting us. I simply cling to my powerful knight as we continue to sink further and further down, the light far above us growing faint until we are engulfed in total darkness. There is only silence and blackness. Complete sensory deprivation, save for the feeling of his body against mine. His heart beats fast and nervously. What is happening to us? A new feeling causes me to flinch. A slick, slimy sensation against my ankle. Like the long, tentacular body of a giant slug moving over my skin, it curls and writhes, wrapping around and traveling up my leg. I feel more of them latch onto me, wrapping around my limbs and pulling me away from Tristan.
Relax for me.
The deep voice speaks directly into my mind once more, and I obey. I float through the darkness, feeling the warm, wet, serpentine limbs caressing my naked body. They massage my delicate skin. They stroke and move against my erect penis. It feels good. I don't know where I am, and I don't know where Tristan is, but my heartbeat slows. This feels okay. I don't think this being wants to hurt me. I drift in this surreal state for an indeterminable amount of time. I can only assume the pool we sank into somehow feeds into the broader lake, but it's impossible to tell in the darkness. I just relax my muscles and enjoy the warm, erotic massage. A beautiful, docile feeling drapes over my mind. A burst of blue light jolts me from the trance. Tristan and I float suspended in a crumbling, ruined stone chamber. My eyes slowly adjust to the light emanating from large blue crystals mounted on the walls like lanterns. Thick, black tentacles are wrapped around our bodies, crisscrossing and squirming like fat eels. A layer of slime coats the limbs, shimmering in the dim luminescence. I follow the limbs to their source. A jolt of fear and panic causes me to freeze. We are wrapped in the limbs of a colossal beast, From the waist down, he has the extremities of a sinister, monstrous octopus. From the waist up, he is a man. A lean, almost emaciated physique. The sinews of his musculature are visible beneath his pale hide. Long, stringy blue hair falls down his shoulders like dead seaweed, framing his gaunt, angry face. His eyes, deep blue as the statue we saw in the cave above, gaze past us, causing me to look around. Our captor is not alone. No less than a dozen of these strange mermen surround us,